Welcome back to The Daily Poem, a podcast from Goldberry Studios. I'm Sean Johnson, and today is Thursday, March 14th, 2024. Today's poem is by Li Po, also known as Li Bai, an 8th century Chinese poet. Li Po spent much of his life wandering the Yangtze Valley writing poetry. After his poetry became widely known, he was briefly appointed to an academic position in the court of Emperor Wang Zhong, but he was eventually expelled from court, which didn't seem to bother him much because he just returned to wandering the Yangtze River Valley and writing poetry. He was also reputedly married 4 separate times, so perhaps Li Po was just a fellow who didn't make lasting attachments and didn't like to be tied down. That comes through in a lot of his poetry, though there is a kind of tension there because he seems to both not mind or claim that he doesn't mind being alone, and yet there's a tone of melancholy that undergirds a lot of his writing. He was rediscovered in the 20th century by poets like Ezra Pound, who appreciated him for the stark concrete nature of his images and the very conversational style and tone in which he wrote. Today's poem is typical of that style, and it's called The Solitude of Night. I'll read it once, offer a few comments, and then read it one more time. It was at a wine party. I lay in a drowse, knowing it not. The blown flowers fell and filled my lap. When I arose, still drunken, the birds had all gone to their nests, and there remained but few of my comrades. I went along the river, alone in the moonlight. Right away, you might notice another common theme in Li Po's poetry, if you read much of him, drinking and being drunk. Seems to have been one of his coping mechanisms or favorite pastimes, at least. I love the opening line of this poem, though. It immediately grounds everything that follows in some particular moment. It was at a wine party. What was? I've got another. What's the it that was at a wine party? Already I'm arrested and drawn into a particular moment. And then that moment can sort of open up in an organic way, like the blown flowers. So the speaker has been drinking, and these flowers, blossoms from some tree, from fruit tree, have fallen into his lap. That's such a great image to awaken with a lap full of flowers. When I arose, still drunken, the birds had all gone to their nests. It's that time of night when the night birds are no longer singing and active, but the songbirds of the morning have not yet arisen. It's an odd, or maybe not an intuitive way to keep time, but it's surprisingly accurate. And there remained but few of my comrades. There he is alone. But there's solace in the natural elements, the river and the moonlight itself. In fact, Li Po has another longer poem called Drinking Alone in the Moonlight, in which he talks of going out on a night similar to the one described here and lacking any human friends, making friends with the moon itself, who he can always count on to be there, even when he's deserted on these evenings. So there lingers a kind of melancholy sadness, and yet it's balanced by a certain contentedness with the lot that's left to him. Here's the solitude of night one more time. It was at a wine party. I lay in a drowse, knowing it not. The blown flowers fell and filled my lap. When I arose, still drunken, the birds had all gone to their nests, and there remained but few of my comrades. I went along the river, alone in the moonlight. This has been the Daily Poem. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with another poem for you. To listen to past episodes of the Daily Poem, to subscribe, or show your support in other ways, please visit dailypoempod.substack.com. Also, feel free to find the episode page on our Substack and offer your thoughts or join in the conversations that sometimes take place there. We're always happy to welcome you there. On behalf of everyone at Goldberry Studios, I'm Sean Johnson. Until next time, happy reading.